In no native culture did we ever, any one of us, have that beat. Have you ever noticed when you watch John Wayne, when he's traveling across the Ponderosa with his team and he hears that, you know, hear that beat, and he's, whoa, 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 wait, hold up. Oh, that's the sound of the Apache, you know, and then the next show comes up and you have that like that, you know, and he's traveling across, whoa, whoa, hey, wait, hold up, everybody, listen. He got that beat. He says, that's the sound of the Comanche, you know, it's like, we call that the John Wayne beat.
Engine. Run their dot-gum, dot-blasted sheep over our land just like they owned it.
Why don't they stay on the reservation where they belong?
Native American culture has been misrepresented in American film and television since the beginning. Native American actors generally had the choice of playing bloodthirsty savages or abandoning their acting careers. In the 1990s, a new kind of portrait of Native Americans began to surface with Dances with Wolves and The Last of the Mohicans. These films attempted to capture true Native customs and culture, but still fell short. In recent years, there's been a rise of Native American producers and scriptwriters working to offer audiences a new perspective on Native culture. Director Chris Iyer did this with the 1998 film Smoke Signals, a film that was directed, written by, and starred only Native Americans. Modern-day Native Americans are still not represented in Hollywood films. They continue to be characters that are living in the wilderness and on reservations. In reality, considerable numbers of First Nations people live off the reservation and in major U.S. cities now. According to a recent study at Washington University in St. Louis, 60% of the Native American population now lives in a city. To discuss how the story of Native Americans has been told throughout the years, I spoke with Paonia resident Alan Standalone Bryant. Bryant is of Cherokee and French descent and grew up in Texas. He's portrayed Native American characters in film and television at various points throughout his life. Standalone began his career on the covers of a popular romance novel series by Cassie Edwards. Here he tells that story.
Back when MySpace was big, I was on there and made friends with this lady named Cassie Edwards. And we began talking and staying in contact. She emailed me one day, and she said, I would like to talk to you in regards to becoming the hero on my book covers, which I told her, you didn't want to sell too many books then, did you? You know, and she was laughing. And so I agreed. I don't know why they would want me, but they flew me up. I went to New York and I did a photo shoot. I've never done anything like that before. And they brought this model in, this female model that was like 6'2". I mean, she was towering over me, you know, 6'3". I don't know. And everything was kind of tense. Everything was new. I was feeling a little nervous. So I just looked at her and was like, white woman tall like oak tree, you know, and I'm in full regalia and everybody just cracks up. And we wind up having a great, great time. They put me on three of the book covers, Savage Abandon, Savage Son, and Savage Dawn from Cassie Edwards.
What's the premise of these books?
It's her genre of Native American romance novels. And many people was like, I can't believe you're doing this, you know? And I was like, well, have you read any of her books or stories?
And because you're playing the savage.
I'm playing the savage. And it was, when you read the books, it winds up showing the humanity of the natives and the savagery of the whites and what was done to them and stuff. And so it's kind of a twist. She has a huge series called the Savage Series, and it doesn't reflect like the natives are savages. It's a savage country, and what is happening to the Native Americans is savagery in itself. And it's not that they're calling the native savage, because when you read her books, you see a totally different story. And her research into the native life and the cultures of different tribes and everything is correct.
Can you tell us any stories about the film work you've done?
Oh, yeah. I worked with a good guy, Josh Brolin, on Jonah Hex. And what an incredible experience and such a pleasure to work with somebody that's so down to earth as Josh Brolin. And on the set of Jonah Hex, and knowing they had, it was Cherokee, in fact, the tribe. And in makeup, even they, and everyone, they, it's called getting dirtied up, you know, the terms, entertainment terms, and this has happened in three of the films I was in. I was like, well, you know, really, the natives were the clean ones because they followed the rivers and they stayed clean in a way, you know, and it was the Europeans that weren't so clean. They were the ones that were dirtied up, actually. So I tell them this story. But it was supposed to be the Cherokee. And mm-hmm. when I went to the set, everything, they were all in teepees, and they spent tens of thousands on this set. And I told the, I think it was assistant director or someone, I said, you know, if you put it out there that these people are Cherokee, then you're going to get a lot of kickback on it because we never lived in teepees, you know, and began to telling them some of the culture. And so they wind up changing it to the Crow because they brought in some Crow headdresses and stuff. So they wind up changing the whole script to being a Crow tribe. And I'm like, no, that's not what you still got it wrong.
Alan Stanzalone is currently the head writer on a new television series in development called Big Sky. He believes the show has an accurate portrayal of Native Americans and explores their story in a new way.
A lot of stereotyping goes on, but we're seeing a huge change in our entertainment industry through all the films that I've been on and everything. And now this television series that I'm working on as a writer, they made me head writer, and it's allowing me to make things right, to put in there the cultures of different tribes even. Mm-hmm. And I have some friends that give me feedback on to make sure that tribe is represented correctly in the writing of the script. It's storytelling. It's bringing in different cultures from different tribes and everything. But it's also lessons that way. And lots.
And also history.
Big Sky takes place in 1870. When some of the most horrific eradication of the Native Americans took place. But this is a new tale of the Old West. And the twist to it is what is going to capture the audience.
This is Allie Lightfoot for KVNF. How you wanna hold when they know what?